There are untold numbers of self-help gurus out there, psychologists, psychiatrists, therapists, people in the world that claim they want to help you, that people need help, that people are willing to help you for a small price, of course, and even people who claim to be your friends or people who are close to you that want you to succeed and help you out with your problems. This is a very common thing. In fact, most people take advantage of this, obviously, as I mentioned, these self-help gurus or psychiatrists, people like Dr. K and what have you, and they charge pretty hefty fees. But what I want to explore today is this notion that people really want to help other people. Now, in some cases, it's actually legitimately the case. But oftentimes, even frequently, I think what people really want to do is monitor people. Now, what do I mean by this? Well, human hierarchies are very weird things if you think about it. And they're not that weird in light of many factors, but you know, we are apes at the end of the day. We're primates. And we have a pecking order. Now, there are different types of hierarchies. There are different types of pecking orders. But when you're a certain type of person, you bring a certain package to the table. And people assess you on the basis of that package. Now, first and foremost, this package is predicated on your looks, on your appearance, on your height, on these outward features that may or may not be related to your internal features, i.e. your psychology or your intelligence or what have you. We call this the halo effect, obviously. And depending on where you are or how you are engaged within this halo effect hierarchy, people will be more inclined to help you or more disinclined to help you. And the interesting thing to observe here is that most people have very, very solidified notions of where a person belongs, where a person should go in life, i.e. whether a person should be helped or not, based solely on their phalo or halo status effect, which is to say, if you're already really attractive and you're tall, especially as a man, people are going to be more willing to help you. They're obviously going to be more willing to forgive your mistakes. That's very well documented. But if you fall below a certain threshold, then there's a sense of quote-unquote cosmic justice that people erroneously attribute to one's appearance, which is to say, you look a certain way, and you're a certain height, and therefore, whatever it is that you're doing, given the distinct possibility that you are stuck where you're stuck in life, that's where you should be stuck. And God forbid you ever break out of that paradigm. Now, a good example of this is very interesting, going way back to the days of Blue Monday. You might remember Blue Monday from way back in the day now, 2018, I think, maybe a bit of 2019. By the gods, time does indeed fly, gentlemen. But he had this video out years ago where he was reading these weight loss transformations. And it went both ways. So you had the classic sort of people had gained weight from an otherwise healthy weight or used to be thin or skinny, and all of a sudden they were being treated differently. For example, men wouldn't hold the door for the woman anymore, that sort of thing. Very common, you could expect this. However, the converse was also to be observed, not as frequently, because it's a lot harder to take off weight and keep it off, but in the few instances where people had succeeded for a prolonged period of time, maybe a couple of years or what have you, and they used to be really fat or very fat at the very least, the transformation in how they were treated was insane, especially if they basically had been good looking but hidden underneath the layers of fat. And it was very, very noticeable. People, this of course is obviously the halo effect, people were flabbergasted and shocked. And there's one instance of a gentleman, I'll never forget it, from this video from years ago, where I think he was really fat to extremely fat. And then between 18 and 19, maybe 20, he lost a metric ton of weight. And apparently underneath the fatness, obviously he had a handsome face. That's not always true, by the way, although everyone does look better when they are leaned out, obviously. And it was like night and day. He was treated completely differently by his peers. And this after years of being subjected to emotional torment, being bullied, being put down, and basically not receiving any help. He had to, you know, wing it, basically do it on his own. And he was resentful, I can tell you. The post was crazy. I still remember it very vividly. He was very resentful. And he wasn't in a position to fully appreciate the beneficial treatment he received now due to the halo effect, because basically for the longest period of time in his life, he was suffering from the phalo effect. And so I mention this because people have a very good notion based on instinct. It doesn't always, by the way, map onto reality, but that's their instinct of where a person belongs in life. If you're fat and ugly and short, you belong way, way down at the bottom of whatever hierarchy you might be striving to climb. Now, there are some exceptions, obviously. I can imagine in a really nerdy instance like informational science, you know, computer science, coding, or chemistry laboratory, these things are going to be somewhat less important, especially if you're working exclusively with males, which, let's be honest, is probably going to be the case in such scenarios. But this is fundamentally the problem with people's notions of whether or not they actually want to help people. The reality is instinctually, deep down, most people feel that people are struggling, especially if they have not been blessed by the gods in terms of their genetics and their outward appearance. They kind of belong there. And you see this, interestingly enough, and I think most prominently, much more so amongst females than you do males of the human ape species. Now, what do I mean by this? So, you know that women engage in the sort of subtle, casual backstabbing. The classic example being some woman is telling her female friends about, I don't know, some girl named Jill that she's allegedly friends with. And she just mentions, let slip, that I'm really worried about Jill. She's been boinking 7 or 8 guys at the same time, and I think she's going to get hurt. And of course, the intention is actually to inflict reputational damage to that girl in the eyes of the female pack that she belongs to. But it's more than that. I have borne personal witness to this many times in my life where females that are allegedly friends with other females really, really resent it when their, say, less attractive or fatter female friends have any luck in life, especially in the social department. But it applies to a lot of things. If an average and or ugly or fat chick gets a job and her female friend finds out about it, in many cases, she's going to be resentful. But it's even worse if she acquires a boyfriend and the more attractive one does not get the boyfriend. And wait for it, if the boyfriend is actually pretty good looking, they simply cannot deal with this sort of thing. It happens so frequently. So, especially within female hierarchies, and women can be incredibly vindictive and very passive aggressive in this respect, it seems clear to me that this notion that people want to help out their friends is not always true. And I've seen it happen to me as well in one instance with a male friend that I'm not friends with anymore. This was 20 years ago or what have you. But the reality is that people have this fixed notion of what you quote-unquote deserve and what you don't based on, well, silly things or not so silly things like your appearance and your outward presentation. Now, is this impossible to overcome? No. Like I said, in instances where there's a lot of intellectual rigor required, like a hard science or something like that, I think, honestly, of course, the halo effect will play some role in terms of hiring and getting along with people, but generally speaking, it can be much less valuable, much less relevant in such a case, for the simple reason that cognitive power is going to trump that in the specific context. So we have this situation, especially with women. Let's extrapolate from that. And we're talking about people you're close to, right? Your friends, even family members. I've seen this happen with siblings before. No joke. Specifically with female siblings, and in one instance, a sister and a brother. So it goes very, very deep, the sense of resentment that other people don't deserve something because they're unattractive, they're fat, they're this or that. These are people you're allegedly close to, right? Your own siblings, your family members, your close friends, right? Do you really think that the people out there, the gurus out there, who demand that you pay them for their unearthly godly wisdom and knowledge, do you really think that they think that you belong elsewhere? Well, no, of course not. If the closest people in your life, your friends, your family, etc., do not wish the best upon you, and that's not universal, but there are many cases of this. They don't wish for you to succeed. They don't wish for you to move out from where you're stuck in life. Do you really think that strangers who are demanding money of you are going to do that, wish that for you? Well, probably not, which makes it even more of a scam because they're predicated on this idea of helping people. But you often see this, especially with someone like Dr. K, right? Dr. K is a bit infamous now. Dr. K knows what's up. He's not a very attractive guy, but he's probably a multimillionaire. He's successful. He went to Harvard. He's a medical doctor. You know, he's got the status thing going. And because he's smart, obviously, he knows what's up. He knows that there are real limitations when it comes to how much you can do in your life and how much you can change yourself in your life. And he tries to walk a tightrope here because he can't be too, quote-unquote, negative. He can't be too, quote-unquote, black-pilled because, God forbid, you grant it credence, but that would also damage his business. But he, like anyone else, actually thinks the same things most people think, that maybe ugly and attractive guys kind of deserve where they're at. He's interviewed tons of inkwells before. And if you've ever seen Dr. K's interviews before, those are the ones when he's talking with inkwells that tend to be the most robotic, the most detached, the most of the phrase, why on earth am I talking to this guy? Because he's pretty much hopeless. There's no point. Well, I have to go through the motions anyway. So I'm not saying at the end of the day that other people don't want to help you or that other people are not interested in your well-being. Clearly, in the case of family, frequently, in the case of close friends, yeah, they might legitimately want to help you if you're in the doldrums, if you're in the dregs. They want to get you out of that situation. But another thing to observe here is oftentimes it's because you used to be on a different status bar before, and you've fallen off the bandwagon, so to speak. In those cases, people are more willing to help you. But if you've always been somewhere, that's where people think you belong. And for you to break out of that, you're going to end up in that situation, like I mentioned with the younger guy from that post that Monday talked about years ago, where you're flabbergasted, you're angry, probably, you're resentful, because you had no idea the world treated people like this, and you've discovered the reality of just how superficial we are. So you should bear this in mind. When people are offering help, sometimes it's legitimate, but you should look at their motivations and their intentions. It's not always as authentic as people lead you to believe. People have very distinct notions of where people belong, and people are really vindictive too. It's all well and good that Susie might have lost weight, but gods forbid she acquires a new boyfriend or gets a promotion at work. Then that's a problem, right? Even if, in fact, it's due to the weight loss, which then adds to her halo effect or what have you. Much more common amongst women, but nonetheless, it does happen with men occasionally too. But something to bear in mind, gentlemen, help is not always to be taken at face value. A lot of people don't want to help you at all. They want to make sure that you're stuck firmly where you've always been stuck, or where they perceive you ought to be in terms of the primitive ape hierarchy that we assign to people. Anyway, as always, thank you for tuning in. Many special thanks to my very generous patrons on Patreon and my donors on PayPal. Without you, this channel could not exist. Thank you so much. And if you can hit the bell icon to be informed of my videos, it'd be much appreciated. Go through the usual YouTube jazz of liking the video, commenting, subscribing if you're not yet a sub, sharing the video, be much appreciated. If I'm still alive, I'll check you out next time. Until then, may the gods watch over you. Bye-bye for now. If you liked this video, please like, share, and subscribe. And if you enjoy my content, please consider making a donation or becoming a patron. Thanks for watching.